In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In the Gospel according to St. John, we don't hear about miracles. Instead, we hear about signs. And this, I believe, more and more, is a better way to understand miracles. Because when we think about miracles, it's like, oh, that's nice. Oh boy, we don't have to go hungry. We multiply the loaves. Oh, that's nice. This poor woman who's had a hemorrhage for years, she's been healed. It only presents part of the reality of what's going on. Certainly, they are most of the miracles are ones which address a human need. You know, even walking on the water. You know, that's so that Jesus could get to the boat. But more than that, they are signs of the power of God at work. They are signs that Jesus is in fact God, the Messiah. They are signs, as he says, of the kingdom of God being at hand. And so, our Lord, among his other signs or miracles, he cast out many demons. Well, what is this a sign of? Well, it's a sign of several things, one of which is he has power even over the supernatural, over supernatural evil. Who has power over supernatural evil? God, and God alone. This is undoing part of the consequences of the sin of Adam. That's what a lot of the miracles or signs do. They undo the consequences like sin and death and hunger and, you know, all sorts of things. And so when they say, by the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he casts out demons, it is like looking at a verse of sacred scripture and saying, the devil said that. No, the devil didn't say that. Similarly, when a demon is cast out, it is not the devil doing it. As our Lord points out, this would be ridiculous. Why would the devil cast himself out? He could be trying to play a nasty trick. No. The devil is being cast out to show our Lord's absolute power and also as a presage of the great defeat of the enemies of the human race by our Lord upon the cross. The enemies of the human race, the world, the flesh, and the devil, and death itself. So next time you hear or read of a miracle in the sacred scripture, think instead about a sign and ask yourself, what is this telling us about the work of God within the world? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.